When I first heard this song, I heard it a couple weeks ago, and I was just like, that has to be the song for this service. Like, it. I was just like, I love that song now. And thank you guys. You guys did an amazing job with that. Thank you so much. But that's what it's about. It's about when we acknowledge that Jesus did so much in our lives, we can't help but sing it out. We can't help but share it. We can't help but do what God has done already for us, for him. We can't help but do it. But the other option that we have is he can be missed and rejected. When the king comes, when Jesus comes and he shows up in our lives, we can either acknowledge him and accept him, or we can miss him and reject him ultimately. The end of the passage reads like this: "But now they are hidden from your eyes, for the days will come upon you when your enemies will set up a barricade around you and surround you and hem you in on every side and tear you down to the ground, you and your children within you. And they will not leave one stone upon another in you, because you did not know the time of your visitation." See, Jesus makes this prophecy, and a few decades later, only a few decades later, Israel falls. Israel falls. And the place is destroyed. The city is destroyed, and Israel no longer has a home. And it takes 2,000 years almost 2,000 years until after World War II, that Israel becomes a nation again. And they missed God. They missed their time of visitation, and their lives began to slowly crumble apart. Their lives slowly began to fall apart, and it took a long, long time for Israel to come back, for Israel to be rebuilt. They missed Jesus. They missed their salvation. They missed their visitation. See, there's people in our lives who they're falling apart. Their lives aren't where they should be. Their lives are falling apart. Whether they know it or not, things are crumbling in their lives. Or maybe you here today, you have things where you're like, this is falling apart. And I don't know how to bring it back together. I don't know how to rebuild this. I don't know how to bring this back together. And the truth of the matter is, what we need is Jesus. Because when he shows up in our life, he begins to rebuild our home. He begins to rebuild our life. If you can put up the picture, there should be a picture after this. This is a picture that I asked Sammy Erdman to do. I gave her just a general idea of, can you take a picture of something that just looks like it hasn't been taken care of or it's falling apart? And I'm not super great with photography, so I suggested a rotting banana. This is way better. And it's this building. I feel like it's perfect because you have the tree in the front and the leaves are gone. It's a dying tree. You have the building behind it. Walls are falling off. It looks like it's just falling apart. And it's this building that if you look at it, it probably needs a lot of work to be made the way it needs to be again. You see, in our lives, when God shows up and we miss him, our lives begin to start to fall apart. The things in our life we start to miss opportunities that God wanted us to take. We begin to miss things in our lives, and what happens is our lives start to kind of disintegrate. Begin to fall apart. The great thing about Jesus, though, is that even no matter how bad your life gets, no matter how much stuff falls apart, no matter how just terrible your building looks, he can always rebuild it. He can always make it new again. The earlier we see God, the earlier we accept him, there's less that we have to deal with. There's less baggage that we bring in. But once we accept him, he begins to rebuild. He begins to make new. He begins to restore the things that have fallen apart in our lives. He begins to make them new once again. But he's saying, when I show up, don't miss me. Don't miss me, because when you miss me, it's more work for you. It's more struggles where we have to look back and say, man, I wish I didn't do that. And he says, today, maybe today, You need to hear from me. You need to hear from me that I can restore your life. Jesse is going to come up and share a testimony. He's one of our youth leaders, and he's going to share a testimony of a time when he missed God.
Good morning, church. The name of this is entitled, "What in the World Was I Thinking?" So how many of you guys have that one thing, like that one activity that you do with your family that you really look forward to? It could be anything as simple as school clothes shopping, or that walk once a week, or going to the movies, anything like that. Anyone? Well, in my family, one thing that Kathleen, our daughter Skylyn, and myself favor is grocery shopping. Now, it might seem super simple, but if Skylyn was up here, I could say, "You want to go grocery shopping?" and her face would light up. So it's something simple, though, but it's something that, you know, it's a time that we all enjoy. It's a time that we get to spend together. We always get along, and we all get the kind of food we want, usually. So anyways, about 3 weeks ago, on a Thursday, we get an email from Pastor Tori saying the church was having a worship night that Saturday, or a family prayer night. So mind you, before we went to the first prayer month, the first prayer night that month, and we had a great time hearing from God. It was our first time going. It was an amazing experience all around. So that night we got the email. We were just super busy. Everything was really hectic. I think a snowstorm had just passed. So we kind of just read the email and just, you know, kept going on with whatever we were doing. Now, Saturday comes around. We already have our grocery list ready together because that's usually the day that we do our grocery shopping. And we also had a bunch of coupons because we had planned to go to a couple different stores in order to get the best deals. So we get to the first store, we load up our groceries to pay, the cashier rings everything up, and the total comes out way higher than we thought. So we bring it to her attention, thinking, you know, maybe she didn't scan our card, or maybe she just made a mistake in scanning something. Only to find out that the deals and the coupons weren't good until that Sunday. So we left our cart there, and we planned to go back the next day. But we were still going to try for one more store. Now, for whatever reason, this day, it just didn't seem like anyone was enjoying grocery shopping like we usually do. Skylyn was cranky, and Kathleen and I just really wanted to get the groceries and go home. So I literally, on the way to the second store, decided, you know what, we're not doing this. We're not going to go to the next store. We're just going to wait until tomorrow, and we'll try again. So tomorrow comes along. It's now Sunday. We're sitting in church listening to Pastor Chris tell everyone how, you know, amazing the prayer night was, and how if anyone missed it, that they missed out on a lot from God. Right at that moment, I was sitting right there, and I looked at her, and I said, "That's why we had such a bad time last night." Now, you're probably wondering how the two are related, and I guess I'm not necessarily saying that God was punishing us for not going to the prayer night, but we definitely both felt convicted. And we took the opportunity to look at it in a positive way, that God just didn't want us to miss out on the opportunities to hear from him and the things that he might have had us to say for other people to hear. So, you know, we just missed an opportunity to share his word with others. So I guess we just, you know, we pray that if any of these events or activities or anything that you guys do with your family and have the option to go to those, you know, activities or the events or to attend church, we just pray that you'll be able to learn from our lesson from God that we had to learn the hard way with a cart full of groceries and just allow him to work in your life. And for those of you who didn't raise your hand, you know, just look forward to things that you can be able to do with a family of your own one day that God will bless you with. And you can also use this as a time to just bring up to your family now as a time that you long for, you know, that one activity or that simple thing that you just really want to be able to do in your family that kind of brings you guys all together. So we just pray that you can continue to seek God and pray and ask him and let him to continue work in your life. Amen.
Hasn't everyone done really well today? All the testimonies and the songs and just, man, I love our students. I love working with them. They're the best. No offense, adults, but students are the best. So I just wanted to close with a quick testimony for myself. Jesse was sharing about this opportunity that he had to go to prayer, and they missed it. And sometimes for us, it is those moments where we just kind of forget something. Sometimes it's those moments where we just didn't have that that event or God in the front of our minds at that moment, and we just missed it. And sometimes missing God is also just us purposefully choosing not to. When I was in elementary school, my parents took me to church, and they made me go to church, and I went to church and everything, but I didn't really like it as a kid. So what I decided was I'll sit in the back so I could barely hear the message, so that the pastor wouldn't be able to look at me and say, hey, stand up, stand up. They couldn't see me because I was in the far back. And so I put myself in places where it made it harder for me to hear from God, made it harder for God to kind of speak to me in those moments. And then when I came to middle school, I did whatever I could to fake sick so I wouldn't go to church. Almost every week I had to argue with my dad. I argued with my dad saying, Dad, I'm just not feeling well today, and it was probably just hunger. I just wanted to eat something, but I was like, no, my stomach feels weird. I have to stay home, and it would happen every week, and it got to the point where sometimes he would just say, all right, stay home, and I would go, and my sister would go with my dad to church and my grandma, and I would stay home and do nothing related to church. And I remember coming into high school, and my friend invited me to church. He invited me to a youth service. And they talked about doing a missions trip to Arizona to work with Native Americans. And my parents did missions, and so I said, you know what? Maybe this is something I should check out. I like visiting different places, so I was like, you know, maybe it'll be fun to visit another state, to visit and just see what's going on. And during this missions trip was the first time where I did not say, God, not right now. I said, you know what? I'm here. I might as well listen. And in that moment, when I was on this trip, during the trip, I get saved. The trip where I'm supposed to be sharing the gospel, I get saved. And God changes my life to the point where in 6 months, I'm baptized. God calls me to be a minister of his gospel, and I become a student leader in my youth group. In a short time, God took me from having no relationship with him to kind of putting me on the fast track to, okay, it's time to hear what I have to say. It's time to follow me. But the problem still was there, that I had a lot of stuff that I had built up in those 14, 15 years, a lot of sins, a lot of addictions, a lot of different things in my life that I then had to work through and get God to kind of rebuild in my life. Because I missed him when I was younger, because I rejected him when I was younger, I had to give him so much more garbage to work with in my life. I had to give him so many more things to rebuild in my life than if I would have accepted him when I was in like second or third grade. You see, the thing is, God can rebuild any life. But the rebuilding is hard for us, because there's so much stuff that we then have to work through. God's saying today that maybe you know someone, maybe you know a coworker, a friend, whoever it may be. He may be putting someone on your heart today where he's saying, I need you to share the gospel with them again. I know they missed it the first time. Or you know what? Maybe you've never shared and they need it. He's saying, share me with them and give them that opportunity that you had. Show them that they can choose to accept him today and they can see their life turned around. Or maybe there's someone here today where it may be something that maybe someone here, you said you have been rejecting God. You've been saying, God, later, let me snooze. I'll snooze and I'll talk to you in an hour. I'll talk to you in a year. I'll talk to you the next decade. I'll talk to you when I'm married, when I have kids, when kids are out of the house. I'll talk to you later. And the only thing that happens later is, yes, God shows up and he can change your life. But you have to deal with all the garbage you brought along. And he's saying today, don't miss the opportunity. He's saying, don't miss me showing up today. Don't let that building of your life continue to fall apart. Let me show up today and start to rebuild it.